You know, the hive mind is real and it's everywhere, and it's all about the 666. It's just like the Star Trek Borg. Resistance is futile, you will be assimilated. And so that's what you're in. If you escape the hive mind and you get by getting saved, they don't want you to escape. They'll try to pull you back in. And they'll do everything they can to persecute you and chase you down. And it doesn't matter if it's a family member, a job, a community, social media. I mean, think about it. The hive uses social media to try to indoctrinate everybody. The hive mind. I studied the 666 for 5 years. And the reason I did is because the Bible says count up the number of the beast. So I was looking around and I saw it everywhere. But then when I finally prayed, God showed me the blood of his cross is everywhere. So what you see is you see a battle between the flesh versus the spirit. The 666 versus the 7. It is finished. The 666 is the works-based salvation of man, the energy of the flesh. From your elbow to your fingertip is 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18 inches. And so the cubit is the 666. Man trying to be his own God. Man trying to engineer the earth. Man trying to fix not only sin in his own power, but man trying to fix the earth. The sin of man is reflected into the earth. The earth groans waiting for the sons of God to appear. In other words, the reason the earth is going through its calamities is because the sin of mankind is culminating. Just like Jesus returning is a culmination of the ages, the sin of man is culminating. The ignorance of mankind, these scientists who give you a bunch of googly gook malarkey, think they know what they're doing, talking about, and they don't. They might do some stuff to make some air conditionings and refrigerators and some inventions, but all those inventions start to enslave man. If you look at what mankind is doing, he's destroying himself through his technology. The plastic in the bottle, the plastic in your water, because of plastic bottles, the plastic in your food. Everything that man does to make things easier ends up destroying himself in the long run. If you were actually to break down the top technologies, you would find that it's making you weak or making you dependent or something like that. It's like so obvious. So obvious. Yeah, man can create some good stuff, but most of the time it has some negative consequences. The worst thing man does is come up with doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. create programs in people. There's people walking around. There's people you're rubbing shoulders with walking around are actually just a robot copy of somebody else. They don't think for themselves. They can't think outside the box that somebody created for them. It's impossible. They don't even know they're a robot. They just say what somebody told them. They're just like, they're followers and they're not leaders. They're being manipulated the day they, as soon as they wake up, they turn on the radio and get brainwashed by the radio. They turn on the news, get brainwashed by the news. They've got the family bloodline that's brainwashing them. They got their little network that brainwashes them. Their little church that brainwashes them. Their little box that they're being brainwashed into to stay in that box. And once they step outside the box, all the people in the box persecute them. Why would it be so hard for those people who want to leave the Christian Science cult, if that's what I think it's called, the Christian Science cult? Christian Science, is that right? Anyway, it's not even Christian and it's not science. But anyway, they want to leave that cult. Why is it so hard for them to leave and to get persecuted? Every one of them. Why is that? How's that even possible? How's that even possible? Because it's a big cult. If you try to leave the box, you get persecuted. They don't want you to leave the box. The box is designed to birth you. And so you have to struggle to leave. But once you leave, you get birthed out of the box. You look back at all the people still in the box. And it's like, when are y'all gonna get rid of your baby mindset? When are you gonna birth out of that box, you know? What's taking so long? And then you realize a lot of these people have responsibilities surrounded by a system. They're so surrounded. But see, I don't think that's an excuse, because we've all had that. We've all been in that situation, and it's a choice. You either leave the box or you stay in it. Period. You either get birthed out of the box, the 666 cultism box, or you stay in it. It's a choice. And the reason people stay in it, because it's comfort, you know? Like, some people never leave their parents' house because it's comfortable. They don't want to face the world. It's too comfortable. They have a comfort zone. They get in this little comfort zone and they don't want to leave it. I can understand it, because it's a rough world. But if you're saved, God's going to pull you out of that little box, comfort zone. You're going to be miserable. If you're really saved and you're stuck in a little cube, 666 cube system of doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils, or even just they might even have good doctrine, but they have this other stuff going on that's like still division. Because God is moving you to wholeness. Neo moved toward the oneness. N-E-O moved to O-N-E. So God is moving you from Neo to the one, Noah. He's moving you from division to wholeness. oneness. And so as you get saved, you were Neo, or you were blind, and then you become the one with Christ. And so as you're moving away from division, you're moving toward wholeness. And so that division box that you're in, the partiality, the piecemeal understanding, God's not going to let you stay in piecemeal. He's going to force you into wholeness. And you're not going to be happy as long as you're in fighting against yourself and fighting amongst yourself. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be miserable, to be honest with you. You're going to be miserable. The hive mind cannot function on their own, because they, think about it, when they're doing evil, they can't do it alone. They're always trying to pull you in to do evil with them. You see that in Psalms, you see that in Proverbs. They always have to have somebody else to be, they're so weak, they need somebody else to do the evil with them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's so obvious. Whether it's the narcissist, whether it's the witch, they got to have flying monkeys. They got to have somebody else that will join up with their evil, you know. Their kids, they'll try to indoctrinate their kids. They'll try to indoctrinate in coworkers. They'll try to indoctrinate people to do evil with them. It's because they're in, the energy of the flesh is weak. They have no power. They have no identity. They have no power. They're weak. They're weak.